Hello and welcome to the last episode of this season of the Brazil Passion for Living podcast. We are the Brazilian Tourism Board, Embratur. It's hard to think about Brazil without associating the country to many elements that relate to sustainability and the protection of the environment. The lush forests and rich ecosystems, the continental coastline, the many rivers and waterfalls, the diversity of its animals and plants. And all these elements combined offer all sorts of experiences that connect the people and visitors to the vast natural resources. And since tourism can and should be related to sustainability, of course Brazil is a great example of this. The country has been advocating for a responsible tourism industry and the importance of raising awareness about it. To help us understand a bit more about this, we invited Ana Dweck, a Brazilian journalist behind the blog Viajar Verde, which means green traveling, to be here today. Ana just won the gold trophy from the International Travel and Tourism Awards as the best digital influencer in tourism. This happened during the World Travel Market in London this year.
It's been 3 years of work, and finally this year I decided to apply for this awards, and it was a nice surprise. I think it was great to not only to be representing Brazil in the awards, but also to represent sustainable tourism, which I think we need to talk every day more about it. Brazil has a huge potential for responsible tourism. We are the Earth's biodiversity champion. We have been recognized many times as the best adventure tourism destination or country in the world. We also held the pioneering discussions about sustainability and sustainable tourism during the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in 1992, and also during the UN Conference on Sustainable Development in 2012. And Brazil also have a massive diversity in culture and communities that have diverse roots and traditions that can be shared with tourists. And I believe they need to be preserved. And I think sustainable tourism is very important to preserve them. We have amazing initiatives in sustainable tourism that are examples for the whole world. Starting from our destinations, we have Bonito in Mato Grosso, which is recognized as a case of responsible tourism internationally. Other places like Pantanal, Fernando de Noronha, and many national parks are also following this same path. We also have many independent hotels and tour operators that also focused on sustainable and responsible tourism and community-based tourism as well. For example, like Campo dos Sonhos in Socorro, São Paulo, and tour operator Vivejar. Both of them had just won the recent National Tourism Awards offered by the Brazil Ministry of Tourism. There's also a very new collective called Muda, which gathers different businesses like hotels, tour operators, anything focused on responsible tourism. And they have the aim of promoting Brazil internationally as a responsible tourism destination. We're launched this year, and I think they're doing very interesting things. So hopefully in the very next years, we are going to be evolving in terms of promotion as a responsible tourism destination.
We hope you enjoyed these 12 episodes that were made just to give a tiny idea about the amazing experiences that Brazil has to offer to its millions of tourists every year. Lots of food, of music, of culture, of beauty, of happiness, all over the country, just waiting to be found. So why don't you visit us soon? Because it all comes down to one simple thing. Here in Brazil, you will discover our passion for living. See you next time. Ciao.